So when the blind people are drawing an object, if it has just a front surface to worry about, then that's very easy. You just draw it flat on your paper, almost as though you'd just lain it down and copied around the object. But also, of course, objects have depth, so they have the sides that are going off. And if you take the top of a cup, it's a circle, but if you tilt the cup a certain way, it's showing you an ellipse from your vantage point. The directions of the top form an ellipse from your vantage point. Those are kind of three-quarter views. And blind people do have a lot more trouble with three-quarter views than they do with side views or top views. Side views and top views you do by copying the actual shape of the object. Three-quarter views, you have to bear in mind the directions of all the parts. So the circle is going to end up looking like an ellipse in your drawing. And that's a tricky phenomenon. In fact, most sighted kids, of course, don't begin to handle those sorts of things until they're aged about 8 or 9. And some of the more sophisticated aspects, such as how the sides of an object may converge to a point in perspective, that's usually something sighted kids only get clearly, say, by age of about 11 or 12. Well, blind people face the same problems, but they do tend to solve them a bit later than sighted kids. So you may find blind people using some kind of foreshortening for perspective, blind adults doing that, and very few of them will use convergence, where the sides will narrow and change their shape so that right angles will be shown as acute angles. That's a very sophisticated thing, and a few blind people do that, but very few of them.